Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about ego, or another way of saying ego is our sense of self. So all of us possess a sense of self. All of us have a picture of ourselves in the world. All of us have a picture of how we'd like to be seen. And all of us have a part of us that wants to be seen a certain way, that wants to be given attention, that wants to be fed, nurtured, that wants to be on show. We all have that. And the first step in being able to control this is to acknowledge that it's there. Because our egos, our sense of self, can sometimes be a real monster, particularly if it drives self-gain or the pursuit of attention, or if we're so driven to be seen a certain way that it actually stops us from being authentic. That's a pretty unattractive and limiting space to be operating from, and it can actually have a big impact on other people, as well as have a massive impact on our own social and personal development. So I've got a few tips this week for how to rein in that ego and how to keep that sense of self in check. As I said, the first step is to just acknowledge and really be aware that this is a part of me that I need to keep in check. And continuing that theme of awareness, having a real look at how and when that sense of myself, my ego, is at play and just what it can drive me to do. So some self-awareness can be really, really important. Getting in touch with your thinking. What are the messages? What's just before the action, the self-driven action? What are my messages about myself? What am I telling myself about particular types of action? How do I make the decisions that I make? And the more we're able to slow that down and be able to reflect and understand and walk the path of self-awareness, the more likely we are to limit the influence of that self, and particularly when it comes to things like self-gain or attention. Another really, really vital step is to move from self to other and to consider the experience of the other, whether that be thinking about the other person's needs, whether that be thinking about and focusing on the other person's input, the other person's perspective, but and especially the other person's emotions. Sometimes when we come from a place of self, we become blind to the needs and the experiences of others. And so by putting ourselves in the other's shoes, it helps us to rein that self in a little bit. My third tip is to take the third person perspective. And that's again in line with putting yourself in another person's shoes. If you can look at yourself from another person's perspective, you might be able to actually see some aspects of yourself that you don't find that attractive yourself. And that may help you to then make some different decisions with that new information. And my last tip is to consider how you would like to be seen. What is your desired self? How would you like to be seen by other people? What sort of attributes would you like them to describe you with? And how do you then choose and be in the world and live and make choices in line with those attributes? And again, that's a healthy way of being able to make decisions based on yourself. If our values drive our actions and if they're in line with how we'd like to be seen, then that can actually be a really, really helpful thing. So there's some tips to get out of your own way this week with Mind Games.